But what I would say to them is, you can't marry your girlfriends. Well, I mean, some might, but you can't have kids with your girlfriends. So I was out in Chicago the other day, and I started a conversation with a couple of young women about the dating scene. During the conversation, the women were talking about how they don't put effort towards dating men because they would rather hang out with women. I couldn't believe it. These women were dead serious. I heard them talk about how much easier it is to go to a club or hang out with the girls or go on a trip with their girlfriends than to put themselves out there in the dating market to find a boyfriend or a husband. This made me think how this could be. And I thought of a couple of things. We are four generations into women being told that they don't need men. Modern women have forgotten what men bring to the table in relationships, the comfort, the security, and the presence of a masculine man. Like Myron from Fresh and Fit says, men have civilized the world so much that women can live alone or with other women. Packs of women can roam the streets without fear of anything bad happening to them. And three, women hanging out with their girls is a short-term solution to a long-term problem that can lead to disaster. Modern women are giving away their best years to colleges, jobs, and now their girlfriends. It's only a matter of time where most of these women will want to be with a man. It's just a matter of when. But by the time they realize that, it'll be too late. At this rate, it's going to be like 62. That's the day they're ready to settle down. Okay, so you can see on social media women swearing that they will never leave their friends for a man. That they have time with their girls, or they can go on girls trips. But what I would say to them is, you can't marry your girlfriends. Well, I mean, some might, but you can't have kids with your girlfriends. Your girlfriends won't provide for you and protect you. And also, like I say on my channel all the time, women can't stand each other. If you ask most women who has done the worst, most down low thing to them, it's usually other women. And I believe that a woman has more of a chance of getting betrayed by their girlfriends in a 20-year period than by their husbands. Lastly, most women can count on their friends being there for them in their old age. We have all watched the series Golden Girls. That's a real thing. A bunch of old, lonely women living together. Is this the type of life that women want to live? So we're going to start with 7 reasons why women choose their friends over a man or over boyfriends. So, okay, 7 reasons why girls choose friends over boyfriends. The tiff between friends and boyfriends is never ending. Have you guys ever dated a woman and felt like you had to date her whole friend group? Like, it's not just her, it's the friend group you have to appease to. Because every time you guys have a fight, she goes to the friend group, and now you have to rationalize. You have to tell your side to the friend group. The former has been through with her through all the roller coaster rides of life, while the other has brought an all new meaning to her life. To choose between these two gems has never been easy, but it seems girls value friendship more than their own real life relationships. But so before you get into a relationship with your dream girl, make sure she doesn't have a best friend. I mean, definitely not the one in Pyar Kapunchamana. Have a look at the reasons that which convey why girls are inclined to move more towards their friends. As you never know, these might act as best relationship tips for you. 1, friendship is forever. Once a girl has chosen her soul sister, dare you replace her? They might fight like cats, but in hard times, you would watch them being each other's back. Oh, just to be clear, a girl never finds a soul brother in her male friend. Fights with best friends are free from any knots, whereas single friends with the boyfriend can ruin the fairy tale dream. 2, deeply entrenched in each other's lives. Friends have stuck for her for obviously a longer period of time, and anybody would place their old relations above their new one. From her grunge and gross dress up as a team to perfectly dressed adult, they have seen it all. Although there's no denial that boyfriends can do romantic things to melt their woman's hearts, but friends steal the show often. 3, the lightness of mind and soul. when compared to long hours spent with their boyfriends, even a few minutes with friends, feel more honest and relaxed. Yeah, because do you know the same way you guys have to lie to us to make us happy? We have to lie to you too. There's this idea that being honest has a good relationship. Okay, let's pretend both sexes were honest. Okay, let's pretend. Then the men would say, I want to fuck your friend. Your friend's hotter than you. Yeah, I want to bang the friend. But do you say that? No. No. Or the sister or the mother, whoever the hell it is. You guys don't say that because you love us. The same way women, we don't say, my ex was better than you. Or we don't say, we don't say uncomfortable truths like our body can. There's a reason that we lie. We have to. Do you guys really want to know? No, you don't. You'd rather we lie. Both sexes, we want to be lied to. So of course she can be more honest and relaxed with the girlfriend. She can be herself. Anyway, she's an open book in front of her friends. Moreover, she can share anything and everything with them. Therefore, being loyal is not a big task for her. Until women use that honesty against each other and destroy their reputation and ruin their life. Ask me how I know. The rescuers, after all the pebbles that life has thrown at her, she's got her friends to bring her back together. Boyfriends might be the ex, but friends are never getting older, so it's the scolding of her parents or a fight with a boyfriend. She finds home in her friend's hug. 5, a bucket full of weirdness, all crazy and quirky things, find their place at a friend's lap. She can be drenched in foolishness and still no one would judge her. I mean, women can be more annoying with each other. Where you might tell her to shut the fuck up, right? Yeah, it's they have their own humorous dancing on the world's weirdest yet funniest songs. Her A-rated talks find a higher level when she is with the gang. 6, no need of space. Most of the fights in a relationship revolve around the space each partner need. The quarrel over minimal things result in a tensed atmosphere. But with friends, you need no space as you already have the freedom of speech and action. 7, friends are family. Friends spend long hours in her house doing nothing as if it is their own house and her parents and their parents. Also, with passing days, they become a large part of the family. On the other hand, she needs to think 100 times about bringing her boyfriends to meet her parents. Yeah, so women are even making articles about choosing their friends over a man. But don't just believe the articles. Believe women themselves as we make TikTok saying the same exact thing.
Guys, don't ditch your friends for a boyfriend.
You only have so much free time. Do you know what I mean? You gotta ditch somebody for your boyfriend. So it's either the job. You know we're not gonna do that. The friends. And now they're saying don't do that.
Don't do that. Especially now that I'm 27 and I'm still seeing a lot of women do that, I'm like, girl, stand up. Stand up. Look, if your boyfriend is isolating you from your friends, red flag, leave.
Of course it's the fat girl saying this, of course. I see the blubber. I see the catfish.
That's disgusting. And you should be able to have girl nights. That's normal. In fact, that's very healthy. You don't need to do everything with your partner. For God's sake. Also, stop calling him your other half. You yourself, you are whole as a person. You are whole as a person. He is not your other half. He is just an addition to your life. I always tell my boyfriend, I want you. I don't need you.
Can you imagine her telling you this all the time? It's like we behave badly and then just brag about it. And we think it's like a good thing.
You gotta think it like that, girls. Stand up. Because I see sometimes here some things that concern me. And I need y'all to stand up. It's okay to be in love, but stand up.
Yeah, of course. Of course. So that's womanese for I don't like my boyfriend that much. When they say I need, it's like when a woman really likes a guy, she begs, she pleads, she cries, please don't leave me, please, please. You know how it goes. But when she says, I want you, I don't need you, that's I don't like you.